Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Packer Hall of Famer and the guy that used to stick that big pigskin right in the gut, old number 42, Gary Ellerson. Number 12, Lynn Dickey, the original number 12, joining us on the Wendy's Big Show. Appreciate the time, Lynn.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, we appreciate you, one, answering the phone for the old teammate, Gary Ellerson, but two, before we get into this Packers football team, a story of a young GE, which we heard was a little bit different than the one that we see here today in 2019.
Well, what about the time when he threw it at me?
Which time?
He threw the pants. He's, don't you never go the wrong way ever again. You always going to take this rock bar.
Well, I remember that week. Were we in California?
Yes,
the Rams,
Anaheim.
Playing the Rams. And
Kevin Green. Kevin Green's on the other side.
Yeah, and either or, check with me play, and I think one of them you were going off tackle out of an I formation. The other was to swing out for a pass, and I called the run. Gary made a loop for the pass, so I'm there ready to hand it off to him, and I just threw it at him. If one of us is going to get killed, it ain't going to be me.
Spoken like a true quarterback. I love that one, Lynn. And you got to protect yourself as the franchise back there. Now, you understand a little bit about something that Aaron Rodgers is going through with a coaching change right now in the middle of your career.
Well, probably. Well, I had three of them. When I was in Houston, I had four coaches in 5 years.
Oh my God,
that was pretty wild. I started with a guy named Ed Hughes. That was in 1971. He got fired after the season. Then they brought in Bill Peterson, who knew nothing about football, and I could sense this. Just listening to him trying to explain stuff. And so on purpose, I would ask him, hey, coach, if we get a blitz on this play-action pass and the weak side backer comes on a blitz, who's going to block him? And he'd kind of fumble a little bit and say, Coach Jones, hey, answer that. I got to go in the other room. And so he'd get up and leave. And I'd just look at Coach Jones. I'd go, I got it. Don't worry about it, So he was there for a year and a half, and they brought in Sid Gilman to be the GM. And Sid Gilman, midway through 1973, fired Bill Peterson. Then he took over as the coach the rest of 73 and 74. And in 74, Bum Phillips was the defensive line coach and coordinator. And then Bud Adams, the owner, fired Sid Gilman because it was something about a Jewish man and a Native American owner that butted heads, and they caught to calling each other names, and oof. He fired Sid Gilman.
Oh, man.
And so Bum Phillips took over as the head coach for 1975. That was my last year there. So then when I get traded to Green Bay, of course, I get Bart Starr, and this is like paradise. This is the finest human being I've ever met in my life. And he knows football, and he's, everything I was looking for. Plus he used to play my position. So
yep.
that was a comfort during a game when things got a little sticky and I'd get confused a little bit, which was rare, Gary. then Bart would come over and say, hey, next time we run that play action, I know you were looking at our main guy, but just take a peek to the backside. James Lofton might have it deep there. So, just little things like that. Most head coaches have never been back in that pocket. But it was kind of nice to have Bart there.
Who was your offensive coordinator? Was Bob Snucker there with him or no, with Bart?
Yeah. Well, the first was kind of a joint effort between Zeke Ratkowski and a guy named Lou Carpenter.
Yep, Lou. Okay.
And then they did it until Bob Snucker came in I think 81 or 2.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no doubt when Bob Snucker came in who was in charge. He was rough and gruff,
yep,
and no one doubted anything he said, and that's just the way it is. It's my way or the highway.
Right.
So, yeah, he was good. He was really good.
So this is the question that I have outside looking in here, and we have a practice, family night practice, before the first preseason game for the Packers. And it comes out that Aaron Rodgers is at the line of scrimmage. The play calls to go left. Rodgers determines that it's going to get crushed by Mike Pettine's defense in this family night practice in Lambeau. So he apparently calls what he wanted to call instead, which was a run to the right, which run outside to the right, I believe, and picked up a few positive yards. And Matt LaFleur said, never saw the play in his life, didn't know what the play was, didn't know how he communicated with everybody else, assumed that it was a Mike McCarthy play that he called at the line of scrimmage to audible to. You went through all these different coaching changes. You ever start audibling to former coaches' plays when you're out on the field?
No.
That's what I thought.
I never did that.
Yeah,
I never did that, but.
I kind of doubt if Aaron did that. And I didn't. I haven't heard the repercussions of this. I mean, was he being cynical or just joking?
No, he was serious. No, it was an interview with Peter King, and said, you know, he goes, the play changed. He ran outside right. He goes, I haven't installed anything audible-wise to do what he did. He goes, I don't know how he communicated it. And he goes, I'm assuming it was a Mike McCarthy play that he called out on the field, and everybody knew what they were doing and got positive yards.
Well,
yeah.
No, I never... The answer to the question is no, I never did that. But my whole life, you know, the right cheek of the center was zero. And then 2, 4, 6, 8, everything
right,
to the right, even numbers to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And odd numbers left.
Yep.
So through high school, through 4 years of college and 5 years in Houston, it was like that.
Got to Green
Bay.
When
I got to Green Bay, since... you know, the old days of the New York Giants when Tom Landry was the defensive coordinator and Vince Lombardi was the offensive coordinator. Coach Lombardi always wanted to go even numbers left and mm-hmm. odd numbers right.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're trying to call audibles at the line of scrimmage, looking at the play clock and 80,000 people screaming, you talk about puckering up. Because there was more than one time when I'd call the sixth hole pointing right to the right tackle, and I turned around to give the ball to Gary Ellis, and he's going left.
Right.
And Mule, don't be ashamed, I flipped it to him too. I wasn't about to. Everyone was blocking for the sixth hole, which was now to the left, but it really took some concentration on my part. I almost would stop at the line of scrimmage and just point and go, okay, that six holes to my left. It's something that just gets embedded in your brain and you think you know, but when you get out in the middle of a game, you've got to be correct. And it took me a while to get that all down. It did.
You know, you look at, I guess, the new NFL now, a lot of these guys don't play very much, but when you're trying to learn a new system, how much do you think then Rodgers should play during the preseason, trying to learn a new offense?
Well, you know, what they do now makes way more sense in how compared to back when I played. You know, you played. When I started, there were 6 preseason games,
right,
and you were in camp a month
yep.
before a month or two days before the first game. I mean, it just took forever. But I would play maybe a quarter of the first game, and then maybe a quarter and a half, and then a third game I'd play the whole half. And then the fourth game, I'd probably start the second half and play maybe two series into the third quarter. Now, of course, what they do today, Aaron hasn't dressed up in the fourth preseason game in years.
Years.
Yeah, I mean, right. Doesn't even dress.
Right.
It was under Mike, too, so maybe under this guy, he'll at least dress up, which I would think you would, because if everybody got hurt, somebody's just going to hand off. That's all you have to do. But all the coaching staff rest your starters a little bit. But it's a complete different mindset now to preserve your starters. Aaron Rodgers, I think, even though it's a new system, did he play the first quarter last week?
No.
No, he didn't play at all.
Didn't dress.
He didn't play at all.
Didn't even dress.
He's not nicked up, is he?
No, they're saying he's playing a quarter this week, tomorrow.
Yeah. And he's 14, 15 year. What is it?
Yeah, this is his 15th season in the league.
15th season. Even though it's a new system, you know, I'd say he plays a quarter this week and a two series into the second quarter next week. He's done.
Yep.
You know, and I'm okay with that. I really don't think it's the guys at quarterback anyway. If you don't play some, what I liked about the preseason games, during practice, there's always a coach sticking his head in my huddle. And he's talking to guys while I'm trying to get the play out and remind guys. Sometimes you have to remind your backs, Mike, to go one way or the other. You know what I mean? There were some backs I've heard go the wrong way.
Never.
Never.
No, that doesn't happen.
You know, but those are things I like to talk to guys about. And if I had a rookie like Gary Ellerson, you know, I'm never going to belittle anybody. But I do want everyone to go in the right place. But I would remind Gary, you know, now make sure, you know, you do this or do that. And, you know, just a reminder. And, shoot, I'd do that if I'm going to call a three count. Counts on three, a hard count. Make sure everyone sits tight. But you can't do that in practice because you've always got a coach butting his head in the huddle. So I like the preseason games because I finally got to run my own huddle and get it the way I want to get it. And, you know, I don't miss the game, but one of the most fun parts for me was after two-a-days on the way back to St. Norbert's, stopping at Nicky's and having a couple of pitchers of beer. I miss those kind of things. Those were really
cool. We still can do that, Lynn. We still got time for that. Hey, I want to ask you audibling. And I don't know, and I forget the system, but so we had check with means, right? We had check with means. We will call
correct.
Two plays and all. Were you given the free rein to just audible to anything that you want to audible, or did we just have to check what means?
Well, under Bob Schnelker, he was pretty – he had no sense of humor when you went off of the plan. And if he would give me a check with me, normally the guy bringing in the play – and we used to shuttle guards under Bob. Bob wanted it that way. And before that, with Zeke, we did hand signals and all that. But when Bob would have one of the guards come in, and he would only tell me one of the plays, it'd be, you know, 19, toss 19, check with me.
Right.
But I knew what the other
18
play was because I had it all memorized.
Right.
You know. The last thing in the world I would do in today's game is wear a wristband with all the plays on it. That tells me you're not studying enough. You know, I just don't know how you can go out there and not have everything memorized. What if my right tackle is dinged up and I call a running play And, you know, of course, now they'd get him out of the game. But when we played, he'd say, oh, man, my head is messed up. You know, I'm going, well, okay, here's the play. Remember, you come down with the guard and then get off and slip and get the middle linebacker. He'd go, oh, yeah. Well, I want to know what everybody, and that's my job, was to know what everybody's job was. And to have to get into a cheat sheet just to read the play, let alone you probably don't know what everybody's doing on the play. I don't get it. But every play that I would get
is a check with me.
Last one,
when
that guard, when that guy would bring the play in, say toss 19, check with me. All right, and I knew the other one was some kind of pass. So.
Last one, let you get going. Paul Kaufman said you're in Canada bear hunting. Is that true?
Not yet. I'm leaving this weekend and flying into Milwaukee. My buddy's going to pick me up out of Johnson Creek, and then we're driving 12 hours, about 3 hours north of Thunder Bay. And I've been black bear hunting before. But I've never fished in Canada, so we're doing both black bear hunting and fishing. So it ought to be a blast. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to a good getaway.
Well, I was going to ask, and since you just said that you hadn't done it, I was wondering, you know, what's the bigger thrill? Getting a shot right in the middle there of the black bear, throwing a touchdown pass at Lambeau Field. I'm going to guess Lambeau Field touchdown passes are better for a Packard Hall of Famer. Lynn, appreciate it, man. Appreciate the story about Gary Ellerson, and we'll look for more later on in the year. We'll talk soon, all right?
You got it. Send me some cigars.
There you go, Gary.
I got you.
You heard that one.
Yeah,
you heard that one. Cigars. Make sure you send them a couple. Thanks, Lynn. Appreciate it, man.
All right. See you guys.
I see you, buddy.
That's Lynn Dickey, Packer Hall of Famer, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.